in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Can you?
catch the waves on the inner line.
Sound so sweet.
you're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Hi, I'm William Sanders, lead singer of the Mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scriptures of how God can save and heal, he began to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew that it was something wrong and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She said, Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her, for they shall be filled. He also said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. He looked at her with tears in his eyes. Now, Mama, you see that you fixed the wrong food for me. He told her,
29 minutes after the hour. You're locked in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We'll be right here with you all the way up to 5 p.m. today. That's the sounds of Doug William, Melvin William, and Pastor Tim Rogers. We've got more music coming your way right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We'll be right back with more right after this important message.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurlin Kearney and catch the wave.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Once again, want to remind those of you to catch the wave. You can join us on our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more of that foot stomping, toe tapping, back slapping music. It's a wonderful day with the Lord. Hello, somebody.
We can't make this journey alone. We need you in our home, yo. We need you on our job, yo. We need you in the schoolhouse. We need you in the White House. Say yeah. Is there anybody here? Got the Holy Ghost. Don't y'all fool me now. I'm talking about really, 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 got the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about something that makes you wanna. The Holy Ghost that I'm talking about makes you love the enemy. The Holy Ghost that I'm talking about makes you treat the neighbor right. Jeremiah said it just like fire. Just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Yeah. Listen. In the Bible.
giving God the praise.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to do for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started, so please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things.
I don't see just how. some holy hands on them. Now listen, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, come on, help the Brown Boys when we say stuff like this.
Just clap them hands right there. Let them The wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
As long as I'm not wish you know what I was singing about. And I got it. With me. If you need a friend, let me recommend Jesus. When you're burning, yeah, he knows how to rock you.
Catching the Wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're right at the top of the hour at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music around the world. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and it's always my pleasure. Catch the Wave on the NFI. Hello, somebody.
Many listen every day to Rex Limbaugh, and now it's Pastor Dantes Lee with Rescue America, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee speaking around the world about political, religion, and
true facts that's happening today in society.
It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee, the most requested talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're going to see chaos is coming like you have never seen. If you think you've seen chaos with all this shooting, it's going to get worse and worse. And the prophets are saying, my friend, like I said, I'm not speaking for Obama. I'm not speaking for the Democrats. I'm not speaking for the Republicans. I'm speaking for God. I'm telling you, we need to prepare, because if they impose martial law in many states, you're not going to be able to go out and get food. You're not going to be able to get Pampers for your baby. So I'm telling you now, you better get some food. You better stock up on some things. You better get some water, because if they shut everything down because of a national attack, or
be sure to tune in to Rescue America every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. here on the NFI. You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
Production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits, new wine, come and get some of this, stand and give God the
praise.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sang songs like this. She said, how I got a hold of, how I got a hold of.
Yeah.
21st century. Jimmy, how would you say it?
I said, help happy to that power, I made it over.
Help happy to that power, I made it over.
Help down to that power, I made it over.
Hey. Help down to that power, I made it over.
Help happy to that power, I made it over.
Help happy to that power, I made it over.
In the sanctuary, It's gonna
20 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're locked into The Wave, your number one quarantine station in the world. We're going to continue with more great gospel music. Coming up at the bottom of the hour is the most requested talk show here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dontez Lee. Now back with more great gospel music. Here's Luther Barnes, his brand new release.
I'm straight. You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave!
Yeah.
25 minutes to the top of the hour. They're both out of North Carolina. That's recording artist Luther Barnes doing a duet with George Dickens right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Coming up next, it's hot off the press, and it's live right here. He's standing by to give it to you today. You don't want to touch that dial. It's the most requested talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Pastor Dantes Lee with Rescue America right after this. Mm-hmm. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Praise the Lord, beloved. This is Brother Dantes Lee, and I want to thank you for joining Rescue America. Rescue America is on the air. I want to let you know this election is here, is now upon us. It is time to vote. But most of all, my friend, it is time to pray and to seek the Lord, because we are facing a political crisis here. Here in America, we are facing a political crisis. Now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for your anointing, for it is your anointing that destroys the yoke of the devil. And we thank you, Father, because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to thank, first of all, I want to thank Brother Kernan for giving me this opportunity to come on this fabulous network and the prayer ministry that he is streaming live, coming to you from the NFI Gospel Radio Network. You know, I had asked Brother Kern, I said, you know, Brother Kern, this election has brought a lot of chaos, and it's going to continue to bring chaos, and it's going to bring us into 9 years of war. This is what the prophets are saying. So I'm just letting you know, we need to prepare for chaos. But in the midst of this preparation, do not forget to trust in God. Don't forget God. Don't panic and get in the flesh and don't trust God. If you will, if you have your Bibles, I want to come from the book of Proverbs, the book of Proverbs of Solomon, wise sayings of Solomon. And not only Solomon, but these were other kings, that godly kings that wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit from this specific book called Proverbs. Proverbs 10, beginning with verse 31. Proverbs 10, beginning with verse number 31. And it says here, now this is a promise here that God gives the righteous. It says here in verse number 31, and I'm reading from the New English Version Message Bible here. And it says here, the godly person gives wise advice. The godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. The godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. Now look at verse number 32. And verse number 32 says that the godly speak words that are helpful. The godly speak words that are helpful. But the wicked speaketh only what is corrupt. Now, beloved, we have approached a time when we look at this election and it is time to vote. And I pray to God that you let the Lord lead you in how you vote. It is your right to vote. And listen to me real closely, especially I'm speaking specifically, well, not just to the black community, but to all communities, to the Hispanic community. Just don't vote for somebody because they told you to vote for them. This is the mistake that has destroyed, that is destroying the African-American community. We have been used in this political system, and I really believe that a lot of black people, a lot of true black leaders that love this community, that they're not just in it for themselves, they're not just in it for money, that they're not just in it for some type of progressive liberal agenda. They're warning you that you better be careful what type of policies you are voting for, because what has happened in this election, what has happened is that the news media and those who are running for this political office of president, they have made it a black and white issue. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not about black and white. It's about policy. And this is something that I've heard a young man speak against on a radio show that I was listening to in the black community. I think it was on Foxy. You know, somebody had called in and said that, well, it's not about policy. It's about black and white, because they got a black man that's in president, that's the president now, and they don't want him to leave in a good way. But is that really the case? When you really look at it, is that really the case? Let's examine what has happened in the years since President Obama has been the president. Now, President Obama did some good things. First of all, President Obama, in his foreign policy, started out, he got bin Laden. Okay? He got bin Laden. But since that time, his foreign policy has been just a disaster. When you look at it, and you're going to see, as a result of his disastrous decisions and the counsel that he's getting from these Muslim Brotherhood Muslims that are all in the White House and sharing secrets of the military and different things that have happened, it has made our military weaker to such a degree that the FBI has been corrupt, the CIA in many respects has been corrupt up under his administration. Because what has happened is that they do not want to call these radical Muslims radical Islam, and that's exactly what it is. And this is coming from the advice of the Muslim Brotherhood, who are terrorists themselves, who have been all in the White House, and they call, President Obama called them our friends, but they are actually against America and against the sovereignty of the United States of America. You're going to see it, my friend. You're going to see it, because this propaganda war that they have started here to go in and so-called take Mosul back, this is a propaganda war. This is something to make it look like that we're doing something so powerful and so strong. But my question is what about the element of surprise? Now this is something that, irregardless of what you think about the candidate here, Donald Trump, you know, it amazes me some of the things when I watched that debate, Brother Kearney. It amazed me some of the things that Donald Trump brought up that Hillary Clinton would not answer some of these questions. Matter of fact, she avoided the questions, and she never addresses any of these things that he brought up. One of the things that I want to talk about today is when you look at it real closely, there has been a widespread conspiracy against the Christian faith, and it has come up under this president who calls himself a Christian. You know, now, let's look at it real closely here. The Bible says that you shall know them by the fruits that they bear. So people need to, and I really believe that a lot of black people have waken up to see the damage that the Democratic Party has done to the black community. When you look at Chicago, when you look at Detroit, this is as a result of the Democratic policy-making machine that has really destroyed, really, when it comes to the African-American community, has destroyed black ingenuity. It has destroyed, in a lot of ways, the efforts of young black men to own and operate businesses. I want to give you my information here. If you want to, I'm going to tell you, this business here that I'm dealing with here, it is helping in the black community and the white community. It is helping common people. And it is helping people financially, and it is helping people to be able to deal with a lot of issues that you may face. And when I look at the situation here in North Carolina, all of these black people and white people that have lost their homes, we need to pray for them. They have lost their, they have, many of them, black and white and Hispanic, have lost everything. We need to pray. And when you look at it, the church is in the forefront in doing the helping, because I heard one neighborhood advisor and community leader say that the real issue is that people are going to have to go in and help these people, because there's but so much money FEMA is going to give out. You know, I said this before, you're going to find yourself on your own when these disasters and when these calamities happen. If you don't prepare yourself, if you don't get you a generator, get you some water, get you some extra food, but of course, in this case, when this flood came, there are a lot of people, if they had gotten the extra food, it would have made a difference, because they got flooded out. So we need God's wisdom. We need God's protection in this time. And as we look at this verse here, there's a promise to us that if we put our faith and trust in God, he's going to see us through, irregardless of what we're facing in this time. But as you vote, I want you to think about this before you vote, if you have not already, you know, completed early voting. I want you to think about this. You know, as I was looking at this election, and I looked at the coverage of Franklin, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, that came to North Carolina with, and I know some people who were involved in the rally. I think in downtown Raleigh there, and I saw the coverage of WRAL. Now I'm trying to think, was it WTVD or was it WRAL? But some of the footage that they provided for the coverage of this event, it just shows you the bias in the media. Okay, anytime a Christian group comes together and protest or come together for prayer, like Franklin Graham, who is not even invited to the White House anymore because of his stance on some of the things that he disagreed with this president. And I think he's doing a fine job, but he's been blacklisted. You got to understand something. Here is the man, here is the son of Billy Graham, a citizen here of the United States who has been a defender of our country and a defender of the Word of God, a defender of salvation and community and love and cooperation with government, he's been blacklisted. And then when you see the coverage of what they showed, they wanted to make you look at it and look at it in a way where you couldn't really see it. So the camera was just moving every kind of which way. And then they said, well, we apologize for this coverage. In other words, they really didn't want to show anything positive out of this event. But when it comes to someone that's a homosexual, when it comes to someone that's a transgender, they will give them full coverage. And somebody needs to write about this. Somebody needs to say something, because as long as you are silent, they're going to continue to do this. They're going to continue to be biased. This is something that when you look at, like I said, Donald Trump, he knows how to get nasty and down with Hillary Clinton because she's nasty. So you got two nasty candidates. But I listen to both sides, and this is what I've gotten out of it. One of the things that I see that President Obama is doing that a lot of people don't know about, first of all, he has, you know, these last 72 days that he has in office, he's going to push many things out there to hurt our country. And the Center for Law and Justice has contacted me to let me know, to warn the listeners, that President Obama is pushing a globalist agenda that is going to divide Israel. And he's telling us, this organization is telling me, that we need to alert the community and alert our congressmen, the Congress, to stop him. Okay, and another thing that President Obama has done, he has given the internet secrets to the UN, okay, to the United Nations. Nothing has been said about that. How is this going to damage, the internet, you know, with a lot of stuff that's going on right now, this identity theft and hacking? It is unbelievable what we're seeing. And our president just walks right up and just gives all of the internet secrets and things to all these foreign countries that are against the United States. And one of the things that is very alarming to me also is that when the debate was going on, there was talk about the type of contracts that are within the UN that has to do with our country. Now, what has been happening is that these are one-sided deals that, again, Donald Trump brought up. And these are contracts and deals that we have been paying a lot of taxpayer money in the UN, and no one questioned it until Donald Trump and some other ones start questioning the type of contracts that and the money that's being paid, which is taxpayers' money, to have you to know. We need to be questioning what our government is doing and just stop listening to the rhetoric, which is a lot of deception. We need people that are in place that can tell you what's actually going on, what's being done to hurt our country. And this is one of the things that I appreciate Donald Trump doing, him bringing up this issue, because I'm saying, okay, it's just like Obamacare. Let's give you an example. Obamacare now is very, very weak and is failing, and it's very, very dangerous. It has hurt a lot of people. A lot of people's premiums are going up skyrocket high. When you look at it, a lot of the insurance companies that provide insurance coverage, like United Healthcare, Aetna, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield, it is hurting these companies to deal with Obamacare. And one of the things that we need to understand, what happened when Obamacare was forced on us, it was not a Democratic vote. It was something that President Obama has always done. He'll do one thing and then make it look like it was Democratic. It was make it look like it's a success, It's arrogance and pride. And it was not democratic. This was by force, okay? Because many people did not know, even attorneys in the government did not know the different things that were in this document that were geared to force churches to and Christian groups to be able to force them to abide by illegal laws that promote abortion. Okay, so you need to hear what I'm saying, how abortion is affecting, and you're going to find out. Okay, this Roe versus Wade decision is destroying, you know, our national security, because what has happened is that not only are white people in a few years, Caucasian people are going to become a minority because of Wade. Roe versus Wade, because you're killing your generation. And also in the African American community, did you know that abortion is something that is absolutely causing us to commit genocide? That, and you got so many black men that are in prison, it is unbelievable. And we are destroying generation after generation after generation when you abort a child. Did you know that there are so many abortions taking place in Queens, New York, that there are more abortions taking place in Queens, New York than there are births? Okay, you know, more abortions are destroying out in the African American community, and in a few years it could be that the African American race could be extinct. This is the policy of the Democratic. We rush, and because of what Jesse Jackson tells us to do, because of what you got another second generation Democratic liberal. What is this preacher name here that graduated from Duke? He's a NAACP. I can't think of his name. Baba graduated from Duke. He is a revisionist. He doesn't really advocate for the Bible per se. He advocates for socialism and social justice. And if social justice sounds good, but what is the policy of it? And say, so this is what I'm trying to show people. And I think a lot of black people are waking up. And I just pray that, you know, they will look at how these democratic policies are destroying our community, and these philosophies, they are destroying our people. And when you look at it real closely, you see Obamacare is going to have to be dismantled. It was by force. It was not a Democratic vote, okay? When you look at this election here, let's go a little bit further here. In North Carolina, you have the governor's race, Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper. The thing that really, you know, bothers me when I think about Roy Cooper. Now, Pat McCrory has his issues and different things, but the thing that I saw that really messed up me with Roy Cooper was when Roy Cooper, as the Attorney General, did not defend the DOMA law, okay? And somebody say, well, we don't even know what the DOMA law is. It was a law to protect states to have their own vote to protect marriage that comes from the biblical worldview. Okay? And so Roy Cooper did not defend the law that was on the book. That is the job of the Attorney General. But he's in cahoots with President Obama. As you listen to the black radio station, Fox and these other black radio stations, you know, he is advocating for Cooper for you to vote for Roy Cooper, who is also, I really believe, a hidden globalist, and he is a hidden global progressive person that will do anything that the federal government tells him to do. He will not be an advocate for the people. He will not be for Christian rights. You need to know this. And I'm going to tell you something, black churches. We have been duped. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you're dealing with in the, you got Hillary Clinton coming to North Carolina Central. She went to St. Aul. Now, this is the thing that I have concerns with. With Hillary Clinton, she has been given access to these black colleges, but yet her policy says that she's going to push for free tuition and she's going to push for, you know, in schools. And I'm going to tell you something, it could be the demise of historically black colleges, because when you if you ask Hillary the question about historically black colleges, even when you, I don't know if anybody have talked with her and asked her the hard questions, she's just telling you to vote for her. And she's appearing with Trayvon Martin's mother and all this different stuff, and people are being duped. They're being used. And it's sad when I see this, when I see that the policies that it might not hit you right then, but then down the road, it's going to do some damage to historically black colleges. And I really believe that we need to keep colleges like A&T, Shaw University. I went to Shaw University. It's a fine school. A&T, St. Aul. I got relatives and friends that graduated from A&T and St. Aul. They are good schools. You know, you just don't need to go to an Ivy League school. These are good schools because they used to have a more of a spiritual type of atmosphere years ago, because they many of these historically black colleges, they were birthed out of the church, and therefore their strength came from a time when there was more unity in the African American community, where the church was in the forefront and there was not this blurred line of what's right and wrong in the spiritual arena when it comes to the Bible. But because of all of this progressive liberalism, it has blurred the lines, and I think many of our students don't fully understand, because they're not being taught what really actually matters, and they're being pushed and brainwashed to think a certain way and only one way, and not to question. You know, when you see all of these different things coming our way, we sort of like just go along with everything, and we say everything has to do with race. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Just because someone seems to be suggesting that they are for you, smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth. I believe there was a song that's called Smiling Faces. Smiling faces tell lies. They don't tell the truth. Brother Kern, I want you to excuse me for singing that song. But, you know, I go way back in the 60s, and, you know there was a young man by the name of Marvin Gaye. He asked the question, what's going on? You know, and I asked the question, what's going on in the African-American community? We have been, have we been so brainwashed? Are we so brain deaf and dumb that we can't see that we are doing it to our own selves? That somebody has got to continue to stand up, you know. And as I end here, I listened to an interview with P. Cone, Puffy Combs, you know, a rapper and well-known rapper. I'm quite sure he goes by the name P. Diddley or something. But they had him interviewed on some show. And I was really surprised of his stance because of how he said he first voted for President Obama and how he felt like that really President Obama had became more of a politician, and he really you know, has not really done really anything to really, in a lot of sense, help the black community. In a sense, he's really divided us more so. I was really surprised that came from him, a rapper, because I thought that many of these celebrities were, had been brainwashed to such a degree that they go along with Oprah Winfrey and all the rest of them, and go along with Hillary Clinton. But it is good to know that there are some, even some rappers that see that there's something wrong. There's something wrong, and I'm hearing more and more black women that are saying they just don't feel the same way about Hillary like they felt about President Obama. And I say that's a good thing, because I really believe now people's eyes are slowly opening up to this beast system that Hillary is going to bring, and this deception. If she wins this war and different things, it's going to bring chaos, my friend. Her failed situation in Benghazi, she has, since she has been running for office, her and Bill, you look at the baggage and the corruption that they are even now implementing, because they have already now corrupted the FBI. Now, the FBI used to be a organization that could not be corrupted in that way, but you look at now how even the U.S. Department of Justice is being corrupted by...
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Cary Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a glorious day it is. A beautiful day that the Lord has made just for us to enjoy. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Something good is about to happen. And it could happen any day. I get excited when I think about that. God is an awesome God. Come on and worship the Lord with me. You know, we need to worship the Lord. It's so amazing how people won't worship the Lord in this day and this time, but it's time out now for playing church. It's time now for worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Today we're going to go into the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, and we're going to read a little bit out of that 10th chapter, and we're going to read verses 11, 12, and 13, I think. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Okay. Joshua chapter 10, verse 11. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth-Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them, and Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. and he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou up still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. Verse 13, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. It is not this written in the book of Jasha? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and has not to go down about a whole day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we come opening our mouths to you, praising you and worshiping you and adoring you, Lord, open our hearts that we can hear you and praise you and honor you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to use for a subject. God can do anything he wants to. Listen, God can do anything he wants to. He did it. God did what he wanted to. Some things took place, and, you know, people think, I can't say what people think. I can just look at what they have done and just surmise what it looked like they thought. For instance, I was just listening to the young man that was on ahead of me, and I was listening to how people, from what he was saying, how people think that God can tell us to do something, and we can say, and we act as though we are saying back to him, back to God, I know what you said, God, but I'm going to do what I want to, and you can't do anything about it. But see, I want you to know that God can do whatever he wants to. You see, we see people all the time who just kill the babies. And they think there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm still trying to understand how you can murder all the babies and think it's all right. And God said, thou shalt not murder. But then we turn around after we kill that baby, then turn around and kill another one. I have a hard time trying to get my head around that concept. I think that if a lady decide, well, I'm gonna get pregnant and I'm gonna have sex and I'm not gonna use any kind of protection, because you're already sinned anyway if you had sex and won't marry, and if you decide, well, okay, now that I've had sex and I didn't protect myself from that, then I'm gonna murder this baby right here so I can go ahead and get started on getting pregnant with another one, and you know nobody won't know that I did it, and but see, God saw it all. That's what we need to understand. When we do stuff, God see it. And we need to stop and go and pray and talk to the Lord about the things that we are doing. Because let me tell you something. God loves you. I know you've done a whole lot of things. When I say you, I'm talking about me too. I've done a whole lot of stuff that I had no business doing. But and looking back, well, I knew it at the time. God saw me do it. But he forgave when I understood what my wrong was. I went and told the Lord, Lord, I messed up. I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me another chance at that. But murdering babies was one of my things. I might not have done that, but I did something. I did something. And you did something. So, but God can do what he wants to. Just listen, like, take Elijah and Enoch to heaven. and they didn't die. See, that's what God wanted to do. So that's what he did. See, everybody thinks, well, everybody got to die to get out of here. No, everybody don't have to die to get out of here. If God wants you out of here without allowing you to die, he can do it. Hallelujah. And just think, if he want an axe to float, and you know an axe is metal, if it falls into water, hallelujah, and God want that axe to float, it will. The young man had borrowed an axe. Hallelujah. And then the axe head came off from the handle. And it fell in the water. And then the young man said, look, fix this axe, put it back on. And the prophet came along and he put the axe back on. Hallelujah. And God called the axe, that metal axe, to float to the top of the water. Hallelujah. God calls that. I can't cause no axe to float, and neither can you, but God did it. He can do what he wants to. Hallelujah. And then, you know something else God can do? He can feed a whole lot of people with just a little bit of food. And I hear people all the time that say, well, he fed 5,000. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God fed more than 5,000, because listen to this. They said, well, he fed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. But if you had kept reading, you would have found out that not only did he feed 5,000 men besides women and children. See, if you look at it and see, read further down and see if it didn't say he fed 5,000 men besides women and children. What if at least two-thirds of those men had wives? And what if those couples had at least two or three children apiece, even if they just had one person, one child? So, see, God can do what he wants to. He can stretch it. And then do you know that when they got through eating, that they took up a whole lot of food? They had 12 baskets of food left over. God knows how to stretch anything and make it work. Hallelujah, the way he brought his children up out of Egypt. Hallelujah. And they argued all the way. He was trying to bless them all the way. And the more he tried to bless them, the more they would flap their lips and complain and all of that stuff. But God was still trying to bless them. Isn't it good that God is the one that's God instead of us? Because I don't know what I would have done had I been God. And I'm trying to drag them out of Egypt, drag them out of bondage. And they trying to lean back and make sure they stay down there and they complaining and all of that. I don't know what I would have done. But I know, I thank God I'm not God, but God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he fed these people with just two fish and five loaves of bread. So we can look at just about, it was almost 15,000 people with just two fish and five loaves of bread. Ooh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And listen, let me tell you what else he did. Because see, you say, well, you saying God did it. No, but Jesus did that. Do you not know that Jesus is God? Jesus is God on foot. He was the one, hallelujah, that laid aside his crown and came to earth and saved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He saved a sinner at the very last possible moment One sinner hanging over there on one side of Jesus saying, if you be the Christ, you ought to come down. You ought to save yourself. But instead of understanding that this is who Jesus is who he say he is, he should have said, Lord, just save me. Lord, I thank you that you are God. I thank you that you are dying, hallelujah, to take my place. Hallelujah for all of the sins that I've committed. Lord, I just thank you. But instead of doing that, he said, if you be, hallelujah. I think I would have reached back somewhere and got me some faith from somewhere and told Jesus, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Jesus parted the Red Sea and let more than 2 million pass through on dry land. Hallelujah. Isn't God an awesome God? This shows the omnipotence of God. While he busy trying to save us from the worst possible thing that could happen to us. They really laying back saying, no, 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 don't save me. They don't know that's what they were saying, but that's what they were saying. God was busy trying to save them, and they laying back and pulling against them. Like they didn't want to be saved. They refused to believe anything that Jesus was saying. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, he parted the Red Sea and let more than 2 million pass through on dry land. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine it? And then he delivered Israel several times. He didn't just deliver them one time, but he delivered Israel several times. And they just kept right on. Just the fastest he delivered them, they were still just mumbling and complaining. Hallelujah. And nothing has changed today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We saw right there where God cast down them great big stones from heaven and kill the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He made the moon stand still, the sun stand still, the moon stood still until God could get through doing what he had to do to save the Israelites. Hallelujah. He did what he needed to do. Hallelujah. He caused David to go from being a shepherd boy to a king. Hallelujah. You know they call that royalty. They go from royalty. They call it royal blood. Hallelujah. To just regular blood. All of us the same blood, I can imagine. But all of us red. But Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost could do what he wanted to do. And it wasn't nothing nobody could do about it. He called them to go from to be royalty. Hallelujah. How David was able to play that harp and get rid of those demons that was troubling the king. Hallelujah. He would play that harp and the devil would move on out of the way for a while. Hallelujah. Not only that did he do that, but he caused a donkey to talk. Hallelujah. See, God calls a donkey to talk. And you know what? Jesus couldn't even go to a funeral without messing it up. The lady was trying to bear her son. And these people, hallelujah, when Jesus come along and he said, well, he's not dead. He just sleep. They laughed him to scorn. Oh, no, I refuse to believe that. I'm just going to laugh. And he laughed, and they laughed at him. But Jesus laid his hand on the bride and woke him up. And it was time then for everybody to scatter. See, God knows what he's doing. And he can do what he wants to do with the situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He just caused the donkey to talk, ruined the funeral procession, provided food and water for a whole nation. Hallelujah. And listen, not only did he cause an orphan to be raised up as a queen, hallelujah, he caused Esther to be raised up as a queen, as royalty. And God gave her favor, hallelujah, with the king. He gave her favor, hallelujah. God called a bush to burn, but not burn up. Hallelujah. Moses going on minding his own business and looked around and saw that bush burning. Hallelujah. Moses turned aside and said, let me go see what's happening over here. But see, God had something that he needed to say to Moses. So he had to attract Moses' attention. So Moses go over there to see what's going on. The bush is burning, but it didn't burn up. That's because God had something to tell him, and he wanted to see what, hallelujah, God had to say. Hallelujah. Then there was a big fish. See, people always said whale, but the Bible didn't say it was a whale. The Bible said it was a big fish. Had Jonah. Hallelujah. After Jonah told them folks, look, throw me overboard, because I'm the problem. See, so when you are a problem, God can deliver you from your own self. You have to be delivered from yourself from time to time. Hallelujah. Sometimes you open your mouth and you don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes you do stuff with your hands and you don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Sometimes you say something to somebody and you don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. But you know what? God can take your mouth and cause you, hallelujah, to shut your mouth when you don't need to be talking. Hallelujah. That's what can happen. So God allowed the big fish, hallelujah, to swallow Jonah up after he stayed inside of the fish for 3 days. And the fish carried Jonah for a ride, hallelujah, a 3 days journey. And then he got sick on the stomach of the Jonah and spit him up on dry ground. Hallelujah. But you know, God know, hallelujah, where dry ground is, and he knew where to spit him up at. But God knows what to do. God knows what to do, and he can do what he need to do with you. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. So let us start trying to listen to what God has to say. We need to start opening our ear, and we need to open our eyes to look around and see. Just like when the donkey decided to talk, hallelujah, the donkey talked because that God had control of that donkey's mouth. Hallelujah. And the rooster crowed. Hallelujah. The rooster had to crow because God told him to crow. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. So we need to pay more attention to God. We need to pay more attention to God. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, he loves us, and he will show us where to go and how to do what we need to do when we get there. Hallelujah. Because God can do what he wants to. So don't think you can do what you want to and nobody can do anything about it. Because, see, God can do something about anything he wants to. Now, that's the word for the day. Hallelujah. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, hallelujah, for Reverend Kearney. Ask that you, hallelujah, will bless him in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, open doors for him that no man can close. Oh, God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, Lord, I lift him up to you in the name of Jesus, along with his mother. Then, Lord, all of the other preachers that come on this air, God, hallelujah, Lord, you bless them so that they can tell somebody that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, God, look on Sister Pat Jonigan in a special way, God. And her husband and family, God. Oh, God, Apostle Barbara Watkins, God. Bless her in the mighty name of Jesus. And Apostle May Godfrey, Lord, I ask you to lift her up in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, all of those truck drivers out there, hallelujah, that's trying to carry the stuff, supplies from one part of the country to the other side. And then, Lord, all of those pilots out there that's hauling the cargo and all of the other stuff from one side of the country to the other side and from one country to another. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless my children. Oh, God, have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you. I praise you. And Lord, I do honor you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray this prayer. Oh, God, thank you right now for allowing us to have this time on your station. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you right back here next week, if the Lord say so, on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper. I have two bills. Seem like things are getting bleaker. Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference. And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
Something good.
You're tuned into the Stellar Warden Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
The People's Station.
Mountains rise and fall, seasons come and go, Father, through it all, one thing that I know, I can trust in you. People let you down, and life is filled with pain, falling to the ground, on my knees to say, I can trust in you. Oh, he's my rock, on a solid rock I'll stand. Faithful in the storm, I was never left alone. Oh, no, 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 no. So when every mountain high, in every valley low, I will trust in you.
curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you ain't worth the fight, cross tell the story, how to change your mind. Cause there's only love in the heart of God. No room for shame in his open arms. There's beauty from ashes, so come as you are. And there's only love in the heart of
to the mic and said this. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? How many of y'all love that song? I love it. I love it. If you lead me,
I'll be able to stand. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Oh please Lord, that's my tell the Lord. I tell him, Lord, I'm your child, Lord. If you lead me,
I'll be able
to stand. Ain't got time to sing it like I want to, but every now and then I go down on my knees and I tell the Lord, I say, lead me.
Oh Lord.
I tell the Lord, I say, lead me.
Lead.
I know you can if you will, Lord.
We are Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so hard, you know I just don't. To hold my hand, I can't make it without you, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Listen, as I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about, I can't.
15 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory for the things he's doing and what he's about to do. We've got more music just like that coming your way, and want to welcome you and thank you for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We started off this wonderful day with the sounds of Luther Barnes singing that powerful song, and many of you have heard that song numerous of times, but you never heard it by Luther Barnes. And right after Luther Barnes, we brought to you the sounds of Brother Paul Porter, who was formerly the lead singer of the Christian Airs. And what a powerful song Paul led this wonderful day.